141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Russell Martin refuses to be drawn on Jamie Vardy rumours after their friendly draw with Bruges. Nicholas Kuhn arrives in Italy ahead of his move to Como, and Kilmarnock make two new signings today as Motherwell make one. I'm Andrew McLean. Joining me in the studio tonight is Roger Hannah.
And it sounds daft in the middle of July, but the football's starting again, Andrew. Rangers away to St George's Park for pre-season training ahead of the Panathinaikos Champions League game. Celtic flew out this afternoon to Cork for their first overseas pre-season friendly, and we've got the little matter of the Premier Sports Cup starting on Friday night at Meadowbank. The big one, Edinburgh City against the team that are now known as Mark Wilson's Partick Thistle.
Yes, the competitive action starts this week, so maybe you are gearing up for that and you're looking forward to it. Get your calls in 01419511025. Rangers fans, you got your first real taste of what to expect from Russell Martin's team yesterday. That 2-2 draw against Bruges didn't look as if it was going so well in the first 15 minutes or so. Ended up in a 2-2 draw. Maybe you were there, maybe you watched from home. Give us a call. What did you think of it? What did you learn? What did you like? What did you dislike? Any players that you feel should be given a chance going forward, maybe shouldn't be given a chance going forward? 0141 951 1025. We'll hear a bit from Russell Martin. He was speaking about Jamie Vardy, or maybe not speaking too much about Jamie Vardy, I should say. He was giving updates on the likes of Cyril Dessers and Hamza Egerman. It looks as if Nasser Jigga will be the next signing that comes in on loan from Wolves as well. And Celtic fans, you got your first real taste of action on Friday night against Queen's Park. It was a younger looking side from Brendan Rodgers, but he had a few things to say after that game as well, and he did confirm that Nicholas Kuhn will be going to Como. He's been pictured this evening on a plane on his way to Italy. So what do you make of what's going on there? Maybe you're a Kilmarnock fan, Motherwell fan, about your signings today, or maybe, as I said, you're looking forward to the Premier Sports Cup group stage. 0141 951 1025. It was a pretty busy weekend, considering the fact that there's not competitive football on, Roger.
Well, there's plenty of football on. You know, you look at Rangers, a decent crowd yesterday as well for the Club Bruges game. I wasn't there, but when I heard Rangers were 2-0 down after 13 minutes, you immediately worry for what could unfold for them. But I think they did well to get back into the game. I saw the goals. Young Finlay Curtis, I think one of the youngsters that would give the Rangers support a bit of encouragement going forward. Celtic get a win at Lesser Hamden on Friday night. Johnny Kenny got a goal. I'm interested to see what the rest of the transfer window holds for Johnny Kenny. Be back in Ireland tomorrow night for this game with Cork. And Rory McKenzie, his testimonial on Friday night, and a win for Killie against Ayr.
0141 951 1025 on the phones. Let's go straight to them, shall we? David is a Rangers fan in Barrhead. David, what did you take away from that friendly yesterday?
I thought the second half they looked a totally different team, Rangers. I think in the first half, no offence to Proper and Leon King, but they're not first. In fact, they're probably not even second choice centre-backs, and they looked it. I thought in the second half they were a lot more hungry. I thought Bejrami looked hungry. Cortez looks, as if we're maybe going to see a player. And I thought they were a far better team in the second half, more composed, better attacking, and you can see maybe the way Martin's wanting to play. And I thought, given that he changed so many, it looks, I would say it doesn't look as scary as we thought it was going to be. But also on the Vardy thing,
I'll take that point, David, and I'll let you come back in on Jamie Vardy. David makes some interesting points just about some players in particular. He mentions Robin Proper and Leon King. I think it's fair to say that that's not going to be Rangers' starting centre-back pairing come the beginning of the season, Roger.
Yeah, I think that is fair to say. You would expect Nasser Djiga to come in. John Souter will be fit soon, according to Russell Martin yesterday. I would still think Conor Coady would come into the mix as well. And of course, Emmanuel Fernandez has been signed from Peterborough. So I think they may be the first four centre-backs. Interesting, Clinton Nciala doesn't seem to have too much of an immediate future at the club, the manager said after the game. So it will evolve. I think the manager hopes it will evolve quickly. And it will need to evolve quickly, Andrew, because in a couple of weeks' time, I think 2 weeks tomorrow night, There's more continental visitors to Ibrox, and it won't have that friendly feel that it had yesterday.
Yeah, David mentions a couple of players as well. Nadim Barami, who I think had maybe been written off by quite a few Rangers supporters, and Oscar Cortes, who we haven't seen a whole lot of in a Rangers shirt because of injuries and various other reasons as well. But I suppose this is the beauty of pre-season, and with a new manager, that supporters can maybe get excited or be more positive about some players that maybe haven't contributed to the extent that they would have wanted them to.
Well, there was certainly the opportunity. Cortes and Bejarami, they'll get an opportunity at this time of year under Russell Martin. I'm always a bit wary. I remember covering a game in the Michael Beale pre-season. I think Rangers beat West Ham, maybe at Ibrox, and Tom Lawrence and Robbie Matondo looked terrific, and then nothing really came of either of them. So, you know, you always are a wee bit, you know, cautious to go over the top about performances. Cortes set up one goal for Diamande, Bejarami set up the other goal for Curtis yesterday. So they did contribute. They'll get a chance, but they need to contribute, because Rangers have lost a lot of players in that final third. Cherney, who had big numbers last season, being the most important one, Andrew.
What were your thoughts on Jamie Vardy, David?
I think Rangers will be waiting to see if Ingemani or Dessers go, because if they don't go, then they're going to have a huge surplus of strikers with Danilo there and those two, and if Vardy comes in, I think there could be they're going to wait, because I think the Ingemani one's maybe still going to be on. It's all kind of swings and roundabouts with these two.
Yeah, should we hear what Russell Martin had to say about both of those strikers, both Cyril Dessers and Hamza Egeman? He said they will return to training this week despite interest from other clubs.
Cyril, he's just been injured. He's had a bit of a niggly ankle, so he's here today. We turned down a bid a while ago for him that was nowhere near the valuation of the football club, and he's been great. He's desperate to train. We've had to give him some treatment this week on his ankle since he's been back. But I'm looking forward to working with him. So that's just nowhere near happening. And hopefully he'll get on the training pitch this week. Well, he will. And he'll start enjoying it. But he's not kicked up one moment of fuss. He seems a really good professional. And from what everyone tells me, here he is. So, and Hams has just been a bit of red tape. So he was due back this week with the other international players. Was at the airport and didn't quite have the right visa, so I don't think it's anyone's fault. Things have changed since he last got his visa, and so we've had to wait for him to get his new one, which he should have tomorrow, all being well. So hopefully he will be with us this week at some point.
We'll start with the potential incoming. Jamie Vardy, Russell Martin was asked about that yesterday, basically said he wasn't really going to comment on any potential incoming players. Could you see that happening?
No. I think he was just being respectful towards Jamie Vardy. I think Jamie Vardy will probably go elsewhere. I actually thought, you know, 38 years of age, he was still Leicester's best player in the English Premier League last season. I actually thought Jamie Vardy was one who maybe could have done a job at Rangers this season or elsewhere this season, Andrew. What hearing is it he won't be coming to Rangers?
In terms of potential outgoings, Russell Martin explaining there why Cyril Dessers and Hamza Egeman not involved. Not the first time Hamza Egeman's actually had a visa issue. He missed that trip to Malmo, didn't he?
That was right.
Early on last season. Because of that, obviously, Russell Martin just saying that his visa had changed or needed a new one, but expects him and Cyril Dessers to be back in training. Would you expect the two of them to be leaving the club? Does one look more likely than the other?
Listen, as I always say, if any transfers, Andrew, you need three parties to agree on it. You need the selling club, the buying club and the player. And if the selling club aren't happy with the fee that's coming in for Cyril Dessers, then he won't be going anywhere. He has scored a lot of goals for Rangers. He's missed an awful lot of chances, but he has scored a lot of goals. He was a leading scorer in the Premiership last season. Gordon Dale will tell you that. So he has contributed, and I think Russell Martin would be quite happy if he stayed. Egeman, Lille looked to be talking big numbers last week, but something's clearly happened if those big numbers haven't come as far as an offer to Rangers. So we'll watch this space. I said in the show last week or the week before, Andrew, I think, that I think it would be in everyone's best interest for Egeman to have another season at Rangers and develop a little bit more. Very raw when he came. Philip Clement said that this time last year. He was very raw. But he developed at a decent pace. You wonder how much more he could develop with another season here.
David, when it comes to Cyril Dessers, Hamza Igaman, how do you feel about them potentially going? Would you rather they both stayed? Would you rather neither of them stayed?
To be honest, guys, I'd be happy if they both stayed. Dessers, he gets slated a lot, but he still produces it, and he still, he's, I would say, last season he actually started creating more chances for others as well. Igamani, it just hasn't had a lot of time on the park, but again, he's proven that he can find the back of the net, and I think that the two of them would be, yeah, they'd be a good thing to have in Rangers.
Yeah, as much as, you know, you mentioned Cyril Dessers does frustrate a lot of Rangers supporters, yeah. That's still, it's still goals that need to be replaced, yeah, if Cyril Dessers leaves.
Listen, we said a few times last season, Andrew, that, you know, if Cyril Dessers scored with every chance, he wouldn't be at Rangers. But we also said in the show last year that if you were to write down a list of Rangers' problems, Cyril Dessers wouldn't even be near the top of the list. And if you were looking for guys to be pushed out the door this summer, Cyril Dessers wouldn't be anywhere near the top of the list. So I think Russell Martin, he certainly sounded relaxed in that interview from the game yesterday. And I think he probably will be quite relaxed about the Dessers and Igaman situation. They will only sell if they get the money they want. And if they don't get the money they want, it sounds as if Russell Martin is perfectly happy to start the new season with Dessers and Igaman among his forward options.
In terms of what you saw yesterday, David, James Tavernier didn't start the game. He then came on and played in central defence. Where do you see his future with, you know, Max Aarons in there and Russell Martin playing him in a different position, or a position he was sort of tested in a few times last season?
I mean, he's been a great servant for Rangers over the years, but I think he's going to be used sparingly. I think he's going to get, I don't see him playing every week, but I still see him getting games.
Did you see any clues, Roger, yesterday in how James Tavernier was utilised at all, or do you feel it was just down to numbers, maybe lack of numbers in the centre of defence that James Tavernier came on and played there?
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised we didn't get shoved into centre-back last season at times. I mean, he did okay. I don't think that's a permanent solution. I think, as we said at the top of the show, if De Giga comes in, Cody comes in, Fernandez is already there, John Sutro come back as well. So I just think, you know, at this time of his Rangers career, James Tavernier, you wonder for the first time in his Rangers career of almost a decade, will he no longer be a first choice? He'll still be club captain. But if Aarons comes in and impresses at right back, you can pick whatever two centre backs you like, and then someone at, you know, left back, whether it's Jeffrey, whether it's Yilmaz, whether it's someone new, Andrew. But I think Tavernier will hang about, but I'm beginning to wonder if he's no longer getting that first choice status.
Well, thank you to David, 01419511025. If you've got any thoughts to add to that, Rangers fans, Celtic fans, you had a friendly as well on Friday night at Lesser Hampden against Queen's Park. It was quite a young lineup in that one. And Brendan Rodgers did speak after that as well. And he was talking about Nicholas Kuhn, who has been pictured on a private jet this evening on his way to Italy to complete that move to Como. Brendan Rodgers saying the deal is a good bit of business by the club.
It's been virtually agreed between the club and Como. So it looks at this point that he'll be on his way, but we just have to wait for confirmation. I think it's very clear the model at Celtic. Now he's come in and 18 months he's done absolutely fantastic for us. He was aware of interest towards the end of last season. That sort of followed through. And other teams have joined in that interest over the summer. And listen, that's why a lot of the young players come. It's a wonderful, brilliant club to come, develop, improve, and you can see within a short period of time, 18 months, he's getting the move that he wants, and that is a part of our script here. You know, of course, we want to succeed, and a lot of these players, they come in with the notion that they can develop, improve. They're a brilliant club, and that they get the opportunity to go on and earn 3-4 times more in salary, and that's something that will always be a challenge for the likes of ourselves. But he's done brilliant for us in the 18 months, and if he does end up going and signing for Como, then it's great business all round.
Brian is in Stirling. Brian, are you sad to see Nicholas Kuhn go, or do you feel it's the right time for him to move on?
Losing good players is not a good evening, sorry.
Hey, Brian. Hello.
Yeah, losing good players is never a good thing, but when you look at it, it's exactly the same. The business model and fans are more entrenched in how the whole club works and how we keep or how we don't keep players, you know, because if you buy a player for £2 or £3 million, you sell him for nearly €20 million or whatever, then you're doing something right. So whether some fans don't like the board and some fans love them, you know, they're doing their job. That's a great job. And that model, for me, Nicholas Kuhn worked out, scores out of this, Celtic scored out of it. We got a good three quarters of a good season last year out of him. At one point, he was looking like player of the year. Now, if it was the same situation and it was Maeda, different. Totally different, because Kuhn, bless him, he's going for the €20 million, hopefully, and a great business model. But if you lose a Maeda, you'd need $75 million to cover that player. He's three players, you know what I mean? So, yeah, this is a great move for Celtic, a great move for the player himself, Kuhn, and Como are getting a better player than what we got. Do you know what I mean? When he began, he came in, I think his teeth had been hurting him and he was underweight. Celtic have just shown again that they are a club that can pick up a player for peanuts. I'm not saying £2.5-3 million is peanuts, but considering the market that we're working in, and then develop and turn them into players that bigger teams, I've never heard of Como, to be honest with you. I've never watched a game or seen them. They don't know their strip, but teams that can then afford to pay 4 and 5 times the wages, that's great for the player. He will then possibly get a shout at international level. That's no our bag now. Our bag is to go and find more of these players and develop them and then keep the ones that we cannot do without. I'm not being disrespectful to Kuhn saying that we can do without them, because we have players in that position who will challenge, and doesn't mean that you'll get a game every week with us. Whereas,
I was going to say, Roger, that is the natural next question for Celtic fans when they see a move like this is, well, who's the next in the door? How much money is going to be spent, and who's the next player?
That's always the key in this player trading model. You get the player, as Brian says, you develop a player, you sell the player. The trick's to find the next one. Celtic have spread the net far and wide in this window, whether it's Isaac Janssen, whether it's Balawisha, whether it's Oslater. They are looking at wide players. Benjamin Nygren is already in, but there will be more to come because, as you know, Jota's going to be out for the majority of the calendar year with that horrible injury. Yang, they've tried and it's not really gone the way they hoped. James Forrest is always going to be now at this time in his career, sort of peripheral player. So, listen, don't be surprised to see Celtic bringing in two wingers. The one thing, Brian, and I know you're listening to the show regularly, I get back to the night and Nicholas Kuhn signed for Celtic when he came in. I'd love to get that German or Austrian journalist back in this show. The guy who said, I don't know why Celtic are signing Nicholas Kuhn, he's hopeless.
I think he'll be in hiding somewhere, this guy.
He's made a £14 million profit on him, Andrew.
Oh, well, to be fair, if Emmanuel Fernandez turns out to be a gem at Rangers, I think there's going to be another guy in hiding as well, but we'll see.
I did hear him last week, yes.
It's not his... It definitely wasn't his agent.
It was not his agent.
Right, thank you to Brian, 0141 951 1025, if you've got any thoughts to add to those. But as always at this time during the summer, we're going to play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Roger Hanna wants to lose this -2. That, you don't want to lose.
No,
sorry.
Gabriel took me down to -1 last week and you weren't here.
Did he?
I'm down to -1 again.
I don't believe that for a second. I'm not believe it for a second. Roger Hanna will be on -2 and you can play him next. 0141 951 1025. He's trying to have me on.
Taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Roger Hanna here with me, Andrew McLean, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. We still want to hear from you as well. 0141 951 1025. We've been reflecting on Rangers 2-2 draw with Bruges yesterday in that friendly on Celtic against Queen's Park on Friday night. Nicholas Kuhn's move to Como, because he is now in Italy ahead of sealing that move that's worth around 17 £10 million. We look at Rangers strikers. Could Jamie Vardy be coming in? What's happening with Cyril Dessers and Hamza Egerman? Any thoughts on any of those topics? 01419511025. Maybe you're a Kilmarnock fan or a Motherwell fan that wants to talk about your signings today as well. We'll take a look at those later. 01419511025. But let's play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Roger was trying to play a fast one there. He was definitely on minus two last week and he remains on minus two tonight, which is good news for Alan in Beath. Alan, how do you fancy your chances against Roger?
Hopefully good.
Have you played before? First time?
No, first time.
How do you normally do when you're playing along at home?
Decent, honestly.
All right, good, okay, we'll good. See.
That's
see if,
positive,
see if positive
that thinking, Alan.
Yes.
Right, we will put some greatest hits radio in the ear of Roger Hanna so he cannot tear us. Alan, it's 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. Remember, you can pass as well just to save yourself a bit of time if you're struggling on any of the questions. How does that sound?
Fine, mate, yes.
Let's do it. What nationality is new Rangers signing Telo Asgard?
Oh. Pass.
What cartoon have Kilmarnock used to unveil new signing Gennaro Daniels?
Oh, don't know. Pass that one.
What country are Club Brugge from?
Oh, Belgium.
Celtic signed Mike Navrotsky from which club?
Pass.
Who is Celtic's most expensive signing?
Chris Sutton.
Which SPFL side have appealed for supporters to take in new signings?
It's called
Right. We will bring Roger Hanna back in. Can you hear us?
I've got you now.
30 seconds on the clock for Roger Hanna. Let's go. What nationality is new Rangers signing Telo Asgard?
Norwegian.
What cartoon have Kilmarnock used to unveil new signing?
Scooby-Doo.
What country are Club Brugge from?
Belgium.
Celtic signed Mike Navrotsky from which club?
Legia Warsaw.
Who is Celtic's most expensive signing?
Arne Engels.
Which SPFL side have appealed for supporters to take in new signings?
Dumbarton.
James Penrice joined Hearts after leaving which club?
Livingston.
How many teams are left in the Club World Cup?
Four.
How do you think it went, Alan?
Awful.
A one-word review from Alan. We'll see if that's true or not. What nationality is new Rangers signing Telo Asgard? Alan is a Rangers fan but was toiling earlier on. Couldn't think, didn't know. Roger knew. Norwegian 1-0 to Roger Hanna. What cartoon have Kilmarnock used to unveil new signing Gennaro Daniels? Really need to be on social media to keep across these things. Kilmarnock have been quite creative with their social media announcements. Not quite sure what the link between Scooby-Doo and Gennaro Daniels
was. No, it was lost in me as well.
But it was Scooby-Doo and it's 2-0 to Roger Hanna. What country?
Level. That's us level.
Oh, level, yeah. Of course, because Roger is on minus two, so it is level. What country are Club Brugge from? You both got it. It is Belgium, so it is still level at that point. Celtic signed Mike Navrotsky from which club? Roger got it. Alan didn't, so Roger pulls one ahead because it's Legia Warsaw. Who is Celtic's most expensive signing? Alan went for Chris Sutton.
Yeah,
Roger went for Arne Engels, which is the correct answer. Roger Hanna goes two ahead. Which SPFL side have appealed for supporters to take in new signings?
I've still no idea.
Do you see this story today?
No.
That Partick Thistle fans are being asked if they would like to take in new signings, give them a room, house them while they play for the club.
Surely in that mansion of Mark Wilson's, there's room for them all.
You could fit every single one of the new signings in.
Oh, we could put a couple in the servants' quarters, a couple in the west wing. You'd be fine.
I mean, imagine that. As your club sign a new player and you think, you know what? Why don't we just put them up in the spare room just to keep them going?
Dear.
You're not having that as a move, Roger?
No.
Right, anyway, neither of you got it. So it remains two ahead for Roger Hanna. That was the end of the road for Alan. Roger got two more questions in. James Penrice joined Hearts after leaving which club? Livingston is the correct answer. So with the minus two, it goes 4-1 to Roger Hanna. And he got his final one correct as well. How many teams are left in the Club World Cup? Chelsea, Fluminense, PSG and Real Madrid. It is 5-1 to Roger Hanna. Unlucky, Alan.
Hi, next time I hope must do better.
You know what? That's all right. It's always good to get a bit of practice in your first
absolutely.
Goal. And coming up against Roger for your first time.
Go again in the new season, Alan. It's go tough. Again.
Yes. Speaking of the new season, Alan, you're a Rangers fan. How are you feeling about how things are going for your club in pre-season?
I think it's fine, been good, but tell or tell against Panathinaikos, so...
Yeah, how ready do you think the squad will be? I know there's still 2 weeks to go. 2 weeks tomorrow is that game. Do you feel that the squad will be in good shape by then?
Hope so. That visa for Eichemann's done by then.
Yeah, I think that was just a short issue, Roger. I think Russell Martin said that he will be back in training for this week.
He said he hoped the visa issue would be resolved today and he'd be in later in the week. Probably just go straight to St George's Park, I would imagine. Listen, it's just red tape. I wouldn't worry.
Well, thank you to Alan Unlucky on Beat the Pundit. We will see if you can do any better if you phone in next time. Let's hear a bit more from Russell Martin, refusing to be drawn on speculation about Jamie Vardy, but he does say the squad will look very different in the next couple of weeks.
I think, like, I've been asked about so many players, some miles away, some on the money. So basically, it's a long answer. I'm not going to give you an answer on that. But I guess you'll find out who's real and who's not in the next few weeks. I expect the team to look different again, the squad to look different in a week's time. But in a couple of weeks, so much can happen in football, so I don't know. So I think we definitely want to do more, for sure. And also, probably some players need to move on as well at some point, because the squad's going to start looking very big and very heavy. So I think, yeah, I don't know is the answer, but it will definitely look different in a week's time.
Yeah, I mean, the Rangers squad is already looking quite different. Maybe it didn't seem that way yesterday because some of the new signings weren't able to play. It was a bit too early for them, the likes of Taylor Asgard, Joe Rothwell. But, you know, Russell Martin saying there that he expects still maybe a few new signings before that Panathinaikos game comes around.
And listen, it's always the way of it when a new manager comes in, particularly, you know, you look at that Rangers squad just now. Some of the players were signed by Philip Clement. Some were signed by Michael Beale. Some were signed by Giovanni van Bronckhorst. And some were signed by Steven Gerrard. You go back to, you know, James Tavernier was signed, I think, by Mark Warburton. So, you know, there's a lot of different guys have come in at different times with different managers, different ideas. And I think Russell Martin probably needs to clear out a bundle of them. I would still see the likes of Robin Proper going, maybe Ben Davis and Kieran Dowell going back down south. You wonder, I know they both featured at different stages yesterday, what does the future hold for Leon King, Ross McCausland, players like that, whether they have a long-term future or whether they will be encouraged to go and look elsewhere.
Jordan is a Rangers fan in Broxburn. Jordan, did anyone in particular impress you yesterday?
Evening, gents. Evening, Roger. Evening, Andrew.
Hello.
You're both well.
You too.
So basically, I think the first half showed the manager who he doesn't want to have around anymore. He said in his post-match press conference that he was really angry, and he normally doesn't get angry at friendlies, but he was angry at halftime. We've seen a raft of changes, and I was actually going to talk about Finlay Curtis. I think he would be detrimental to him if we were to put him down to the youth again. We should keep him in with the first team. I think he could be our next Nathan Patterson. He was lauded about in youth football. People were saying to give him a chance over Lovelace, but Lovelace got the chance. And I think yesterday he proved that he can do it. And I would keep him in there with the first team squad because he's only going to grow.
Yeah, Russell Martin said after the game that he was impressed by Finlay Curtis. I think it was his athleticism that he said he was very impressed with. He got a goal as well at Ibrox, which will surely do him some good, Roger.
Took his goal well, teed up an Edin Bajrami, just what Russell Martin needed with a couple of minutes to go, you know, an equaliser, so he wasn't losing that first game. You hope that the young lads get a chance, and then it's up to the young lads to take the chance, Jordan. It was certainly warm words from Russell Martin for Finlay Curtis yesterday. When he came into the side latterly last season when Barry Ferguson was in charge, not 100% convinced it was really his best position. I think at that stage Rangers was sort of playing a three at the back. I think he'd probably best seen as a kind of wide player in a 4-2-3-1. So it's up to the lad. It's like anything else. You mentioned Nathan Patterson there. Nathan Patterson got put in the team and took his opportunity, and the rest is history. There have been others who have got a chance in the team and not maybe taken that opportunity and just sort of, you know, drifted away. So it's up to Finlay Curtis now. I think he'll get a chance, and you would like to see him succeed. You want to see young Scottish players succeeding in the Premiership, because there are all too few of them.
How likely do you think it is he'll get the chance, Jordan? Because obviously Russell Martin is wanting to come in, he wants to hit the ground running, wants to bring in his own players, but there's also those, you know, pressures as well that, you know, you get at Celtic and Rangers of having to win every single week, and how vital that is. How tough is that environment to try and blood someone like Finlay Curtis in and give them the right minutes?
No, well, I really hope he does get given the chance. I mean, you just got to look at Lennon Miller. He was given the chance at a young age, and look how well he's gone on to thrive. I think in Scotland, we're too quick to not give these boys actual time to grow into the game and become better. We want them to be playing at the top of their game from the first game, the time they play and get into the first team. And I mean, if you look at the Rangers team, I mean, about 1% of them tried last season. So if this lad's going to come in and score goals and give us something different, I actually believe we'd be silly to not let him stay in the first team. And if we can get somebody like Gerrard to come in, Vardy, if he came in, I mean, imagine what he would learn off people like that.
I mean, this is the perfect time for Finlay Curtis and other young players to try and stake their claim when the squad isn't, you know, at the point where Russell Martin wants it to be in these friendly matches. And Finlay Curtis, I think, spoke after the game yesterday, talked about, you know, his will and his desire to just go out and work as hard as he possibly can to try and impress Russell Martin. But there's also only so much a youngster can do as well, because managers have their own ideas. If he is being given money by the Rangers board to spend, he will want to spend that as well.
It's a big ask for, you know, Russell Martin will need to be brave to throw Finlay Curtis in against Panathinaikos, because the stakes are so high for Rangers, you know, financially. Andrew, what does he do? Does he go with a Nedim Bajrami or an Oscar Cortez, more experienced players?
Is that the easier choice, would you say, for him to go for?
Without doubt, it's the easier choice, because you've more of an idea what you're going to get from those players. Dead easy to throw youngsters in against Club Brugge as he did yesterday, but it takes a strong manager to have the faith in a young player to put him into that environment. And it can be sink or swim.
You mentioned Jamie Vardy there, Jordan. Russell Martin didn't really want to be drawn on that at all. I think that's just a sort of blanket policy across any name that he's going to be linked with this summer. Is that a signing you'd like to see Rangers make?
Definitely. I mean, I was on, I think, last week, and I was speaking about Igamane and Deskers, and I think one of them will go. It'd be probably best to let Igamane go, because we'll get a lot more money for Igamane than we will Deskers. If Dessers had somebody like Vardy to play alongside, I mean, it would be great. The youngsters would learn off these players. Dessers scored 25 goals last season, 25 the season before. I mean, it's very rare to get a player like that in Scotland. I mean, I know he missed about 125 chances, but we need them goals. We need to let him go, to let both of them go, I think would be silly. So I would like to see somebody like Vardy come in, yes.
Whether it is Jamie Vardy or whether it is someone else, would you expect Russell Martin to be looking at a number nine this summer? Or does it just depend on the movement of Dessers and Igamane?
I still think there are other areas of the team more in need of replenishment than that number nine role if Dessers and Igamane are still at the club. I don't think they're done in wide areas either. When you look at the players they've lost, the Chernys and the Hadjis of this world, Tom Lawrence is away as well. They need to get the central defence sorted. They need to get De Giga and Cody in. They need to get Suter fit. And then you still look, you know, you look at the left back area. Are they content going with either Jeffrey or Yilmaz again? I'm not
reading
sure.
Reading into anything about Ridvan Yilmaz's squad number changing ahead of the new season?
I don't know. I mean, does he request that? I don't know. You know, players and numbers and anything's possible, to be perfectly honest with you, Andrew. The goalkeeping thing as well. That still fascinates me. Who's going to start the season in goal for Rangers? Is it Butland? Is it Kelly? Or is there someone still to come in?
Well, thank you to Jordan. 01419511025. Still time to get your calls in.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Still looking to hear from you on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. You can get involved 01419511025 on the phones. We're going to speak to Paul, a Celtic fan in Castlemilk, shortly. But first of all, let's hear a bit more from Brendan Rodgers when he was speaking after that game on Friday night. He says that new signing Hayato Inamura is a player for the future. He also says academy product Dane Murray could be a strong option for them at centre-back this season.
No, he won't be. He's, again, a part of the investment of the club is to bring a player in. We'll assess and see where he's at. You know, as a young player, and then it's whether then he stays with the squad or whether he has to go out to the... Well, I always look from within. You know, obviously we have Dane here, we've got Austin, we've got Scalesy, and I think we'll definitely look to bring in another one, but I would always look for our own first, and hopefully if Dane can stay fit and be available, then he's one that can be in and around it.
Yeah, Celtic have found success in the Japanese market, but this signing, Hayato Inamura, was playing for a team, you know, down at the bottom of the J-League. He's only 1 year out of a lot of Japanese players go to university, first of all, and play university football and then go into the J-League. So at 23, I think he's only played one full season of competitive football. So he's maybe sort of at that age, probably behind in his development, and you'd say that other players would be by that age.
The way it was put to me at the time was he might be loaned back to the J-League or more likely loaned to a European league just to get him that bit of experience. You're saying he's lacking professionally, Andrew. The little nugget I took out of that audio from Brendan was they might get one more in. You know, Navrotsky away to Hanover, Lagerby Elk away to Braga, I think he's gone. Stephen Welsh's future still up in the air as well. I think Dane Murray will be hanging about. But it was interesting, it was a story, I think it was Justin De Haas, Dutch defender playing for Famalicão, I should say, in Portugal, whether he might be the one coming in. I think Brendan will be asked about it in Cork tonight, ahead of the game tomorrow. He'll certainly be asked about it tomorrow night if he hasn't been asked about it tonight, as a potential incomer as well. But listen, apparently we said about Finlay Curtis, it would be good for Scottish football if Dane Murray could come through and get a bundle of games in Celtic's first team next season.
Celtic have certainly had high hopes for Dane Murray. He had a bit of a setback in his development where he had a big injury, went on loan to Queen's Park last season. And I remember speaking to someone at Queen's Park that essentially said before he got recalled, they sort of described him as a bit of a Rolls Royce, kind of thought he was almost too good for the Scottish Championship, or certainly was was kind of head and shoulders above the standard of player there. That'll be a good sign for Celtic, but it's then that next step, you see, is breaking into the Celtic team.
You know, you talk about new managers getting into the Champions League, we're talking about Russell Martin there. I remember when Ange Postecoglou came in, was at Midtjylland, Celtic played first and Dane Murray had to play centre-half in those games, and he hoped he would kick on. Probably came a bit too early for him, to be honest. You know, I think Celtic signed Carl Starfelt straight after that. He didn't really get much of a chance, but he looked really good in the Championship last season. That was why he got called back in January by Brendan Rodgers. He was keen to see him, and listen, it would be great if he could get a few games this season.
Paul is in Castlemilk. Thanks for hanging on the line, Paul. What have you got for us tonight?
All right, guys, how you doing? I just caught a wee bit of Brian. I don't know where he was saying, but he was saying basically Celtic's bag now is like buying small and kind of selling big. I kind of disagree with that, especially with how good they're doing financially. As a working class Celtic supporter myself, being a season ticket for our 15 year, I think with the amount of money they should be able to get in and buy somebody prolific, because I still firmly hold them to blame for losing that Scottish Cup final. They didn't replace Kyogo like for like, somebody prolific. They've got all that money in the bank, so personally I don't care how many times they can all afford to go to Dubai, get their driveways tarred, or how many Gucci belts they buy. I don't care if it's 2.5 million or 25 million, they better get a prolific striker boat for this team.
I mean, it's not as if Celtic haven't spent money, Roger. When you look at last season, they broke their club transfer record twice with Adam Media coming in for £9 million, Arne Engels for £11 million, Austin Trusty was £6 million. Would you expect there to be big fees again this summer?
I had this conversation with somebody earlier on, Andrew. I suspect that there will be a sort of blue chip signing. I think there has to be a blue chip signing. Last summer they did spend big just before the window shut, as you say, £11 million in Eagles, £9 million in Ida, £6 million on Austin Trusty as well. So they can spend the money when they want to. But big picture, you're getting into the last year of Brendan Rodgers' contract. Now, I'm not sure whether Celtic and Brendan Rodgers know how this game's going to play out, whether he stays on, whether he doesn't stay on. But if you're the Celtic board, and you want to convince Brendan Rodgers to stay, then the best way to do that is to give him the tools to mount a big push at home and in Europe next season. You know, it's funny how a couple of penalty kicks can change the mood of a summer. Had Celtic won that shootout against Aberdeen, it would have been a treble on top of the last 24 of the Champions League, and it would have been undoubtedly embraced as a great season for Celtic. But the fact they lost that penalty shootout has brought questions.
Celtic have been linked sort of more with wingers, Paul, than an out-and-out striker. We saw what Dyson Maeda was doing through the middle, certainly second half of last season. Would you still hope that, you know, if there is going to be that blue chip signing, as Roger mentioned, that it is a, you know, an out-and-out striker rather than a wide player?
As I say, I'm not bothered how much he costs, but it has to be an out-and-out forward. See that the way Kyogo was a goal scorer. Dyson's done brilliant. He's amazing. I love him to bits. But the guy was saying he cost £75 million to replace. But at the same time, see that 90-minute chance at Ibrox? The Rangers were all errors. See that 90-minute chance? He's bombing down. Just caught the ball at the air, running down. See if he squares that to John Joe Kenny or puts it in the back of the net. He's still Celtic are going into that final.
Yeah, there was one half chance in the cup final as well, wasn't there, Paul?
Definitely, aye. And see the hanging on, Roger, but see that you're saying about the penalty kicks. See if they won, they sleep at the wheel, and it's tell Kyogo, no, you're no gone, or else go somebody legit with all the money they've got in the bank. Maybe that would have been a treble. I've still got a really, really sour taste in my mouth about that full hang.
And the Kyogo thing, it's been a remarkable episode, because as Brendan Rodgers said at the time, it was Kyogo who was forcing the move. He wanted to go to one of the big five leagues. He got his move to Rennes, undoubtedly on a lot more money than he was at Celtic. It made sense for Celtic. Guy at 30 years of age, £10 million for him. You know, it really did make sense. And it's been an awful move. And he's now coming back to a side newly promoted into the English Championship to work with Chris Davis again. I'll be fascinated to see how he does at that level.
It's quite strange just even seeing him in a Birmingham kit. It just didn't quite look right, did it?
No, you're absolutely right. It looked really, really strange, because if you take that Ren 6 months or 5 months, I think it was, out the equation, could anyone have seen Kyogo going from Celtic to Birmingham City for £10 million? No, of course we couldn't. It would have been, people would have laughed at that in January, but that's exactly what's happened.
It was only about 12 months ago that he was being linked with a move to Manchester City as Erling Haaland's backup, wasn't he?
Absolutely correct. It's been a really, really strange time for him. He will have made an awful lot of money, I would imagine, Andrew, but you wonder, in a sporting context, you know, when Celtic are playing, if we can assume Celtic get to the Champions League groups, if Celtic are playing the Bayern Munichs of the world again, and he's playing Oxford, Portsmouth and Stoke for Birmingham, it's a strange old, you know, turn of events.
Well, thank you to Paul. That's all we've got time for in terms of calls. A couple of other stories I wanted to look at. Two signings for Kilmarnock today, who have been very busy, haven't they? I know they let a lot of players go, but I think that's maybe 9 signings, is it?
Yep.
This summer so far.
They did.
Yeah, Gennaro Daniels, 23-year-old Dutch striker, who had a short time at the end of last season at Cork City, scored 5 goals in 12 games. Tom Lowry, who has a lot of lower league English experience at Crewe and Portsmouth. So Stuart Kettlewell certainly getting the numbers out.
Well, I needed it to do it, because you say they lost a lot of big players. Club captain Kyle Vassell went. Danny Armstrong and Fraser Murray, who were really important in wide areas, went. They've lost Bobby Wales, you know, an up and coming player, went to Swansea City. Liam Donnelly slipped out the door and went to St Mirren. Joe Wright at the back departed as well. So they needed to get players in. I was down there actually the other day talking to Stuart Kettlewell, and you know, it's strange seeing Stuart Kettlewell in a Kilmarnock outfit actually. And you know, he's done a good bit of business. I think they'll be okay. They've still got a decent spine. They've still got Lewis Mayo and Corey and Daba, David Watson, who I think could have a big season this season, and they're now adding the players round about them.
And a big 6'7" striker that I'm looking forward to seeing in action.
Marcel, is that Marcel Dakers?
Dakers, yeah.
Yeah, I think he played a bit against Ayr at the weekend. So where it was Watkins and Vassell for a lot of last season, you might find it's now Daniels and Dakers.
And Motherwell have made a signing as well. Essio Sassouli, who, former Celtic youngster, who went to West Brom a couple of years ago. That'll be an interesting loan move.
Again, a team who lost, we used to laugh, 34 players they had at one stage last season, and so many of them get out the door. They actually need to get players in. They've got the new manager in. He now needs to get players. I don't think this will be the end. Far from it for Motherwell.
Well, that is all we've got time for tonight, but it's going to be a busy week on Clyde One Super Scoreboard because the Premier Sports Cup group stages start this weekend. We'll be building up to that competitive action. Tomorrow night, Celtic are in friendly action as well. They're playing against Cork City. I think that is a 6 o'clock kickoff as well, so we'll be able to follow the first half of that on air. But thank you for all your calls tonight. Thank you for getting involved on social media, watching on the live stream as well. Thank you to Roger Hanna in the studio. As I say, I'll be back tomorrow night with Gordon DL, and it's Amber who's taking care of things next.